Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today, we're in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. They read, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Darkness can be frightening, can't it? In Bible times, the darkness was complete, very deep, and somewhat scary, I think. When the clouds covered the moon and the stars, it was not easy to find your way. In that situation, in that kind of blackness, even a small light would be seen for miles. A city on a hill, even exuding only a little light at night, would stand out easily. Secret discipleship is impossible, is, I think, part of the implication of what Jesus is saying here. Neither are we to stand aside, off in a corner, while the world marches on to destruction. We are called to be light, and we're called collectively to be a city of lights. That shows that disciples are meant to be together, shining together. The church is a fellowship and a gathering. It's not just individual shining that's in Jesus' mind here, but collective shining. So we are, according to Jesus, both salt, that's in the previous verse, and light. And we are salt and light because, well, that's part of what Jesus was and what he is and what he was doing. He was salt and light in that time. And we, as his followers, are taking on his character. Jesus himself said that he was the light of the world in John chapter 8, verse 12. "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Now, that sounds like a good promise. The identification of the disciples with himself often happens in this way, called to be light, just like our Lord. So what kinds of light can we be? I think there are at least three different options. Perhaps you can think of more, and I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on this. But here are three. A light can be, firstly, a lighthouse, warning of danger ahead. That's part of our calling, to warn the world of where we're all going. Secondly, a light can be an attraction. It's a bit like if you were lost in the dark, in the woods, or in the fog, and then you see a light in the distance and you realize it's coming from a window of a house and you can find your way to safety. So we go in that direction. We attract people to Jesus Christ by our lives. And thirdly, the third kind of light is, well, a guide, like a torch which you use to show you the way. How do we use these three lights? We can use all three, perhaps at different times for different people. I think the main way we live out these lights is by living out the Beatitudes in the earlier verses of Matthew chapter 5. Our light is our good deeds inspired by the Beatitudes. And the light then shines from us, but in fact its origin is in Jesus Christ, and it's because of his transformational work in our hearts. As if we strive to live out the Beatitudes, we will be transformed by Jesus, and therefore the glory will go to God and not to us. The good deeds we do are not for the purpose of making ourselves feel better, but for the purpose of drawing praise to God. Can you be a light today? What kind of light can you be? Who can you warn? Who can you attract? Who can you guide? Well, I believe if we practice a beatitude today, we will be doing just that. Well, we'll go on to the next few verses in the next podcast, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.